It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today, I have Price City Fire Chief Paul Bedant. We're going to be talking about all things fireworks, which it's 4th of July is coming up really quick. And, you know, I think the growing consensus is everything will be okay if you just practice some common sense and be careful with what you're doing and, you know your surroundings, I guess. That's what I'm going to say. So, Chief, thanks for coming in. We appreciate you coming in this morning.
Good to be here today.
Let's talk a little bit about it. It's, you know, just a couple of days away. And, in fact, tonight, the 2nd, you said, is the first night that they can start lighting them off. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, yeah.
So what are the ins and outs and the regulations as far as that goes? Should we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, common sense kind of rules with fireworks. Obviously, if you have a vacant lot right next to your house that's dry, you probably ought to find another place to shoot off your fireworks. One of the things that people need to understand, too, preceding the holiday, the 4th, the 2 days before, the day of, and the day after. Now, just remember, there's a curfew on fireworks. The 2 days before and the 2 days after, it's 11 p.m. On the 4th, it's 12 midnight. So don't be shooting off fireworks after the
So the first
time.
2 days, which starts today and tomorrow, you're going to get until 11 p.m.
Correct.
And then on the 4th, it gets extended to midnight.
Correct.
And then you can go 2 days after also?
Yeah.
And that's 11 p.m. again.
That's right.
Okay, so just stick within those parameters, and you're going to be okay for the most part. I can't talk about what you're going to light off, but just be very careful. You were sharing some statistics with us before. Let's talk a little bit about those, because they're kind of staggering, actually.
Yeah, let's talk about injuries and damages. The last report we got from the National Fire Administration, in 2017, 8 people died from fireworks-related injuries. We had over 12,000 people that were injured badly enough to require medical attention from fireworks. Fires start an average of about 19,000 fires a year. That's just fireworks. 1,300 of those are structure fires, and about 300 are vehicle fires. So it can cause a lot of damage. People that fail to use some common sense when they shoot off these fireworks.
And the one that really is staggering, that you said, probably the firework that probably injures people the most, that people don't even think about, is sparklers.
Sparklers, yeah. Sparklers burn at about 2,000 degrees. And, you know, sparklers can be fun, but we just got to be careful, because usually we're handing a 2,000-degree matchstick to a child. Are we paying close attention? And most child injuries actually happen when they actually grab the wrong end of that sparkler after it's already done its thing. So be careful.
And the other thing you were saying, that you know, and I'm sure that happens as well, is walking around in bare feet.
Yeah, kids are out. We see it all the time. Just some unnecessary burn injuries to kids. You're out on the lawn. They like to be comfortable.
Right.
But remember to probably wear some shoes.
And probably the best thing to do is always have that bucket with water in it, and that's where your sparklers go when you're done.
Yeah.
Just put them right in there, and then you don't have to worry about them anymore.
Even girls with long hair, sometimes the kids get a little reckless with fireworks or with sparklers. So just beware.
Just be ready, and you know, just be aware of your surroundings and know what's going on with them. Now, we're going to do this all over again come the 24th, right?
Correct.
And so that's the same deal, 2 days before, 2 days after.
Correct.
And same rules apply, 11 o'clock the 2 days before. You get midnight on the 24th, and then the 2 days after, it's 11 o'clock once again.
That's it.
So, you know, we want you to go out and have fun, be safe, and just follow the rules. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that the aerials you can buy now can travel up to 150 feet. If one of those tips over, 150 feet is a long ways, especially if you're out in front of the houses. What's going to happen if one of those tips over and starts launching fireworks into your neighbor's house?
Or your own house.
Or your own house.
You know, or wherever. It's just, that's one of those things. You've got to be cautious, and you got to look out at what you're doing. Be safe out there.
Yeah. Interesting statistics, too, that when we talked about 300 vehicle fires, it makes you wonder sometimes about that. What?
Yeah. Well, you know, where? What if you got a truck full of fireworks? That's a quick way to get in trouble.
Makes me wonder on some of those. Are they launching fireworks from vehicles or what's going on? But
you never know. Well, once again, let's just give them the rundown of it. You get tonight and tomorrow night. You can start lighting them off tonight and tomorrow. 11 o'clock, you've got to be done by it, though.
Correct.
Not 11:03, not 11:10. Right. 11 o'clock, you got to be done.
Straight up, 11 o'clock.
And then tomorrow, on the 4th of July, you're going to get until midnight.
Correct.
So then the 2 days after that, it's back to 11 o'clock. So just be safe when you're doing what you're doing. And I make Paul's job really easy. And be safe when you're doing what you're doing. That's really all there is to it.
Well, be cognizant of your neighbors, too, you know. Every year, you know, pets can be really traumatized by fireworks. So, you know, be good to your neighbors. I mean, if you know they have pets, let them know what you're going to be doing. And sometimes we don't go speak with our neighbors enough. So,
and I think they said that the 4th of July is one of the busiest times at like animal shelters and stuff like that.
Yeah,
because they just take off.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's another thing you need to worry about too. So just be safe and be cognizant of what's going on around you and respect everybody else. I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, yeah. And understand what your fireworks will do. You know, people need to understand that if you light a firework and it starts a fire, you could be criminally or civilly liable for the damages that those fireworks cause.
And that could be on you.
Could be.
So you got to be careful. Just be careful, but have fun. I guess that is the moral of today's story.
Yeah. There's no restrictions this year, and that's got us a little nervous with no restrictions. Granted, we had a really, really moist beginning of the summer, but things are starting to dry out right now, and we've got a lot of weeds that can easily carry a fire.
And it seems like no matter what type of winter or spring we have, the 4th of July, everything starts to dry out every time.
It'll be the 4th, and then the 24th will probably be, you might see some restrictions on the 24th if things continue hot and dry. We could have issues again this year.
All right. Well, have we got everything covered?
I think so. I think the biggest takeaway is use some common sense with fireworks. And then if you have your kids, if you're going to be around kids, be careful around kids. They're not aware of the safety issues, so you have to think for them.
Absolutely. Some people can barely think for themselves, me included. All right, Chief, thanks for stopping in. We appreciate it. Hope you have a safe 4th, and everybody have a safe 4th out there.
Thank you.
All right, now for more information on this and other KOAL-ITV interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.